Welcome to Local Talk Wednesday on KHOI Community Radio, where we explore the people, stories, and events in our multi-county listening area in central Iowa. I'm one of your hosts for today, Susan Franzen, together with my co-host, Paul Wearson. Hi, Paul.
Well, hello, Susan, on this fine June day, a little crisp this morning, but it's going to be warmer and even hotter as we go to the end of the week. This was a great weekend up in Story City. We had Scandinavian days, and that meant a lutefisk toss and all kinds of great Scandinavian food fare. The local theatrical troupe put on the movie or the musical Curtains, and there was fun for the kids, a petting zoo, all kinds of activities, inflatables, a carnival, a terrific parade, and just all kinds of special events, and it was well run this year, and a lot of it was a bring back of things we used to do in Scandinavian days, highly successful and well attended.
Oh, wow. Scandinavian days on the first weekend in June always ushers in the summer festivals in central Iowa. And that's what our program is going to be about today. Yeah, you often MC for some event in Scandinavian days. What was it this year?
Well, I didn't MC at Scandinavian days, but last Thursday I had the honor of MCing for the Bandshell concert here in Ames out at Bandshell Park because John Burnett Larkin was over in France with the Iowa State Marching Band for the Normandy observance. And so I'll be there again this week hosting for the municipal band on Thursday night. But that was a real thrill and a big crowd there too.
Well, in past years you have emceed at the Bill Riley Talent Show, haven't you?
Yes, but this year I've been demoted. I judge it now because Bill Riley loves to come to Story City. It's one of his favorite venues for the Bill Riley Talent Show, and so I'm now judging it, and that's much more difficult. A lot of great kids, and especially in the senior division where you have some college students who are just terrific.
Well, it's interesting to me how local festivals can have some important things repeated from year to year, from town to town, and yet each one manages to have some features that are completely unique. I mean, for example, Scandinavian Days still has people in Scandinavian costumes, Norwegian costumes, right?
That's right. They're called Bunabs.
Bunabs? What's a Bunab?
A Bunab is the red vest and the dark pants and the white shirt, and they're just called, don't ask me why, they're called Bunabs.
Well, and of course, what interests me are the women's costumes. They have these beautiful aprons. And
right. And the lace around the neck. And
yes.
It's you wonder why they ever left Norway. It's so beautiful.
Probably uncomfortable and hard to iron.
But the Bill Riley Show, you know, there are 100 of those statewide every year. And kids can go from one to another and compete until they place and make it to the state fair. So the top two contestants in the Sprouts and the seniors go on to the state fair. So if you don't win at one location, you can go to another Bill Riley show where there'll be a different talent mix and you might get that slot to go to the fair.
And I imagine that it's also like some dress rehearsals for some of the kids. I mean, they must get better as they go from place to place.
Well, yes, and of course that's practice. And every time you're in front of an audience, it's live practice where you're actually getting an audience response and you are getting some hints from judges, too, about one of the things we do as judges is make comments about what you can do to improve and maybe suggestions for something they might incorporate into their act. We had some terrific piano players this year, terrific, and vocalists. I'm just always amazed. A great violin player. I can't believe the amount of talent, especially in the Sprouts. Really amazing this year, the piano technique of some of these kids under 14. Ooh.
Well, the other thing that surprises me about the various festivals is how many people come to such small towns. We did a program a couple of weeks ago on Ogden Fun Days. Ogden is a town of 2,000. But they said they anticipated 5,000 people for their festival. And is that typical? Do you have thousands of extra people coming to Story City for Scandinavian Days?
Yeah, I'm very bad at estimating crowds, but we did have a good turnout. And I would think that a lot of these towns that have festivals, that would be a pretty normal number of people to come, 5,000. And, of course, Story City has the advantage of being right on the interstate. So we do very well. There's just a lot of incidental traffic that comes. So
you mean somebody's just driving along and they say, oh, there's Scandinavian
Days. Yeah, what's going on in this town? This is crazy. So they keep driving off the exit and find out that there really is a Norway, you know.
We're going to visit two towns that are at the opposite ends of our east-west listening area, or pretty close. The first town we're going to visit is Jefferson for Bell Tower Days, which is coming up this weekend, the 10th, 11th, and 12th. And then we are also visiting our neighbor Cambridge in Story County. Jefferson's in Greene County. And I talked to Angie Peterson earlier this week, and I'd like to play that clip. She is the tourism and event coordinator for the Jefferson Chamber of Commerce, and following her interview, there will be one that I know you'll be looking forward to. Her husband, Robbie Peterson, we have covered before for his furniture business, RVP 1875. And he also has History Boy Theater, and they're premiering, at least in Iowa, Gutenberg the Musical, which we'll be able to, you get to interview him on the phone. But first, we'd like to hear Angie's rundown.
Hi, I'm Angie Peterson, the Tourism and Events Coordinator for the Greene County Chamber of Commerce, and we are super busy getting ready for the 37th Annual Bell Tower Festival, which will be held this coming weekend, June 10th, 11th, and 12th, held in Jefferson.
And this is a very busy time, I'm sure. I've seen your 55-plus events on your three-day schedule.
It is most definitely not a one-man operation, I guarantee you that. We began planning clear back in, well, the very first meeting was in September last year, getting ready for this June's festival. And we have many, many wonderful committee heads that, of course, an event this size could definitely not be the work of one person, but it all is under the umbrella of the Greene County Chamber of Commerce. And everybody really pitches in to make this festival. It's been a tradition in Greene County for, well, 37 years now.
Bell Tower is pretty unusual for a small town to have.
It absolutely is. So what makes this year's Bell Tower Festival special is it's the 50th anniversary of the construction of the tower. And the tower was built in 1966, and it was left, the money used to build the tower was left in a memorial from the Mahaney family. And this, the instructions were left. They had seen a tower in Florida that they thought was very special, and they wanted one for Jefferson. So they left the funds to do it, and after they passed away, that's exactly what happened. The Bell Tower, the Mahaney Memorial Carillon Tower, was built.
So it is a carillon. Do you have a carillonneur, a person who plays it?
Our carillon isn't full. We don't have enough bells to call it a full carillon yet, but we are well on our way. And there's a fundraising campaign that's happening as we speak to complete the carillon. And what's going to be really exciting about when our carillon is complete is there's several carillons. A campanile over in Ames is a carillon, as is there's one up at UNI. But what will make our carillon different and even more special is that our carillon bells will be visible.
Well, how is that?
Well, if you're familiar with Jefferson and the skyline of our fair city, the bell tower's bells, you can see them from the exterior. You can look up and see them ringing. And the other ones are housed within structures, so you can't see their bells ring. So ours will be very unique.
You have some bells there now, obviously.
Yes, absolutely.
It must ring.
Yep. Rings every 15 minutes.
And is there any difference in the chime in the 15-minute intervals?
Well, it's the traditional bing-bong, bing-bong. you know, that your grandma's grandfather clock did.
Yes.
It does that, so every 15 minutes, and then it chimes on the hour, the time. But it also does concerts every hour on the hour, so there's a few little tunes it plays. And our tunes are ever-evolving, so you never know what you're going to hear.
And how do you get the tunes?
We have a fella in town that manages that for us. The tunes are recorded right now, but when we have our full carol on, that'll all change. And then we'll be able to play it. And that is one of the intents of the carol on, is that it will be played and we'll be able to have concerts. And we're looking forward to teaching students. We have a very strong music department in Greene County. The arts are very deep-seated in, I think it's something in the water in Greene County that makes people appreciate the arts. And the bell tower is just right along those lines. And so we're looking forward to being able to teach our students to play the carol on.
That is a very unique aspect of Jefferson.
No, it absolutely is. And the tourism in Greene County is absolutely booming. Last year we had 6 times the bus tours that we had the previous year. As the tourism events coordinator, I've taken it upon myself to really get out in front of the world all the wonderful, wonderful attractions we have in Greene County. And especially, I mean, we have a brand new Wild Rose Casino now, too, of which has certainly increased our foot traffic. It's an exciting time to be in Greene County.
Well, do a lot of the people who come to the casino come on over to Jefferson to go to Jefferson Gardens?
We do. I'm very familiar with the traffic at RVP 1875, and that has definitely seen an influx, I know. So the other tourism attractions are feeling it as well.
Well, you mentioned RVP 1875, which I visited a few years ago, and we had a lovely little tour with Robbie Peterson, who I believe is your husband, right?
Yes.
And I know that at that time, you were in some of the theater productions for History Boy Theater with him. As events coordinator, and I believe you also have a tea room, how do you have time for theater?
Oh, well, the theater is where we relax. That's Robbie's and my downtime. You know, he's building furniture during the day, and I'm spinning all the plates that keep tourism running in Greene County. So in the evenings is when we unwind with in our theater. So, and it's just one more thing that makes Greene County stand out. History Boy Theater Company is the only professional theater between Omaha and Des Moines. And we pull from a really, really wide regional area as far as talent, as well as people that come to our shows. So it's an exciting time.
And this is throughout the year, not just at festival time. Although
right.
I know we'll be talking to Robbie later mm-hmm. about your festival production, and that is a premiere, isn't it? The Gutenberg musical.
I know it's definitely an Iowa premiere. Robbie will know the details on that.
Okay. Well, we'll let him tell us about it. Now, the 50 plus events that people will see are difficult to talk about in just a few minutes.
It really is. There's so much going on. I always feel like after every time I speak on the Bell Tower Festival, I always think afterwards, oh, shoot, I forgot to mention insert
yes.
name of event. So, because it is. There is so much to do.
Well, one of the ways as I looked through, I thought, well, there's so many art events, including this sculpture contest. How can people get their sculptures there?
They called for artists months ago because these are not your ordinary something you'd make in an afternoon. Several of them are huge metal sculptures that have been welded, and this is an astounding part of the festival this year. And it was put together by our Jefferson Matters Main Street community. Jefferson is fortunate enough to be a Main Street community, and all of the perks of being a Main Street community member are afforded to Greene County. So this organization who put together the Ring Out for Art Sculpture Contest. And so they called for sculptures, I think, clear back in February might have been the deadline. But they only took 6 sculptures, and then everyone will vote. They're all on the North Courthouse. And we have our own beautiful art park on the north side of the courthouse right now with these immense sculptures, and some of them are interactive. They make sounds. It's so neat, many different medias, but then they will vote. Everybody who comes to the festival gets to go to the booth and vote as to which is their favorite, and then that one will spend a year in Jefferson, and maybe even the top 3.
Now you have another art show.
It's at the Greene County Historical Society Museum, which is 219 East Lincoln Way. What's nice is everything is very, very close to the courthouse square, so the Bell Tower Festival is all right around there, and it's just a short little jaunt, so I think it's going to be pretty warm this weekend, so it'll be a nice place to go in and cool down and appreciate some of the art here in Greene County.
Well, you have some other indoor events or exhibits. For example, the National Model Railroad Association train display is indoors, too, at the Masonic Lodge?
Yes, that'll be right on the west side of the square. And on Friday, they'll be showing off their trains from 1 to 7. And then again on Saturday, they'll be doing it from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
And is this just a giant layout with the little houses? And
sure. And what's interesting is that all of these different members of this organization all connect their trains together and all of their displays together because they're all the same size. How neat is that going to be?
Yes, that will
be. It's going to be in the Masons. Then the Masons have a huge front window, too. So even people strolling by will be able to appreciate the trains.
Well, whenever I see model train people, I think that they are little boys grown tall who get to have a wonderful time with all
they
the trains.
All are, aren't they?
The trains that they dreamed about when they were kids. Now they can really do it, and now they can play with other boys.
Right.
And girls, are there many girls who have model trains?
I imagine there are. Maybe we'll meet some this weekend.
Now, you have a lot of things for kids, although it's not a particularly kids-focused event. Is that right?
Oh, well, there's plenty to do for kids. That is for sure. I mean, we start out, Friday the rides begin, and we have so many fun carnival rides, two full blocks of carnival rides this year, with fun rides for kids and grown-ups. So those will start at 4 o'clock on Friday, and on Saturday they'll start bright and early at 9 o'clock in the morning. So that's all kinds of good stuff. It doesn't get much more fun than rides.
But there are lots of more active things. What is the JPRD Bags Tournament?
That is, bags, when people throw the bean bag into the box with a hole in it?
Yes.
There's a tournament set up for that, for those who take that seriously or not so seriously. And that's on Friday night. And then Park and Rec has all kinds of fun activities that go on Saturday mornings, starting with the Ding Dong Dash, which is our 5K.
And I noticed also a fishing contest.
Mm-hmm, that's on Sunday.
And where is that lake? Is it outside of Jefferson?
Yeah, Spring Lake is, if you go out on Highway 30, east of Jefferson, and then a short jaunt north. It's just a few miles away. It's a beautiful lake for anyone who hasn't visited.
And one of your events that really made me curious was the tour, the Bonnie and Clyde tour.
Yeah, so we have, along with all of the other things that are going on, a giant car, tractor, and motorcycle show. So the Show and Shine Car Show will be going on, and then there's a motorcycle ride as well. And there's two of them. So there's two different destinations. They'll be heading down to the Bonnie and Clyde Museum in Dexter, Iowa. Wouldn't that be interesting?
I think so. But I didn't even realize that Bonnie and Clyde were in Iowa.
Yeah, I think that they knocked over a bank down there.
And forever after, they'll be bringing in money to Dexter.
Yes, I would.
You have a lot of bands and so forth playing at your plaza stage. Is that a bandstand that's up all the time, or did you just build it for the event?
No, it's a temporary stage that we put up for the festival, and the plaza stage is just next to the bell tower. It's on the south side of the courthouse, and that will be full of entertainment all day, everything from dancers and magicians. Our choir, our community band will play. The Bill Riley Talent Show winds up the day on the plaza stage, and that's a free stage. And so that's definitely a great place to bring your lawn chair up and sit down and enjoy an entire day of activity.
And you have a group called the Rivieras.
Yes. Now, that we have our beverage garden, which is 21 and over, and within that we have entertainment. Now, the Rivieras will be playing Friday night on the plaza stage, so that's an all-ages show. And they'll start at 6 o'clock, and it'll be playing from 6 to just about 7. And that's right before our opening ceremonies. So then they're going to tear down, go on down to the beverage garden down the street, set up, and then they're going to play from 9 to midnight. So they are a 50s, 60s rock band, which we thought was really appropriate considering the bell tower was built in 1966. They'll be playing the music that the construction workers were listening to on their transistor radios when they were building the tower.
Now, where do the Rivieras come from?
They're a band out of Des Moines. Many of you may have seen them. At the state fair. They played at the state fair for years, and they're very, very popular at all the dance halls. Wonderful swing music. Well, oh, my gosh, they're so much fun.
Well, and so that's Friday. Now, Saturday, mm-hmm. you have a band called Pop Rocks. And when I went online, it sounded like they'd been all over the world.
They are. They're giant. They're actually in the Middle East right now playing for our troops, and they are just getting back. So the Beverage Garden, once again, is a great place for entertainment all day on Saturday. There's a band starting at 2 o'clock called the Salty View Band, which is country music, and that is part of the motorcycle and car show, but everyone's invited to go and enjoy that band in the Beverage Garden. And then that night is Pop Rocks. And Pop Rocks is the most wild show. We had them last year, and we thought we would get them one more time. Pop Rocks is a band out of Minneapolis, and they are wildly popular. They do, I can't even tell you how many different costume changes they do in this. They pull up a giant vehicle that's like a dressing room right up to the side of the stage that's jam-packed with the craziest costumes you've ever seen, and they dress up like the artist of the song that they're covering. And it is so much fun. Hundreds of people showed up to the Beverage Garden last year and had an absolute ball, and so we're expecting more this year.
Oh, well, there's one more art event that I was curious about. The chainsaw artist demonstration.
Yeah, we have a chainsaw artist who lives in Carroll, and he does sculptures with chainsaw in wood.
Really?
And so he'll be located. Yes, I'm really excited. This will be the first year that he's come to the festival, and he'll be located just a little ways down the street from the Bell Tower, on that same street, Wilson Street. So he'll be on South Wilson. I wanted to put him a little bit of a distance away from the plaza stage for our performers weren't trying to sing over a chainsaw artist.
No, I guess that would be incompatible.
A little bit, but it'll be fun nonetheless. And so that should be really fun to watch.
And among the other things that are always in Jefferson, you had the Jefferson Gardens, tours of the Jefferson Gardens. Now, what are the Jefferson Gardens?
The Thomas Jefferson Gardens are located at the corner of Chestnut and Lincoln Way. So this will all, it's all a stone's throw from the Bell Tower, which is wonderful. And there is an amazing garden that is dedicated to Thomas Jefferson, of course, Jefferson's namesake. It features plants that he had on Monticello. It has gardens that depict different types of agriculture. It's an educational and absolutely breathtakingly beautiful garden. There's a big statue of Thomas Jefferson, life size. You can sit right by him and get your picture taken with Thomas Jefferson in the Thomas Jefferson Gardens. And there's also, Thomas Jefferson invented a plow made of wood. He invented the mold board plow. They made a duplicate using Thomas Jefferson's plans, and that stands on a pillar within the Thomas Jefferson Gardens, and it is really, really worth stopping and seeing.
Well, is there any wrap-up that you have that we have things we've forgotten to talk about?
Well, let's see. There's so many wonderful things going on, you know, whether that's the trivia contest, all of our – there will be so many performers. I don't think if there were three of you, you could see everything in one day. So we really hope that people take the time to make Jefferson a destination, and not just the weekend of Bell Tower Festival. There's always wonderful things going on in Greene County, so make sure you come and see us.
Thank you. This is hard to resist.
Thanks.
Well, thank you very much, Angie.
Okay.
That was Angie Peterson, the Events and Tourism Coordinator in Jefferson for Greene County.
This is KHOI Community Radio, 89.1 FM, Story City, Ames, and surrounding area. We've been hearing from Angie Peterson telling us about the 37th Bell Tower Festival in Jefferson, Greene County, Iowa. Now we have Robbie Peterson, my old friend from Story City, who's creating furniture and theater in Jefferson. Hello, Robbie.
Good morning to you.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you again. I haven't seen you for a while. You're lovely wife was talking about all the great things happening in the festival, and I know that something you're involved with is something that I'm really eager to hear about, Gutenberg the Musical.
Yeah. The craziest thing, they wrote a show about Johann Gutenberg, the inventor of the printing press.
And that's a show, huh?
Yeah. So really what it is, because, you know, between you and me, That sounds like a pretty dumb premise.
Yeah, I'm just dying to hear about it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the idea. It's a farce. You know, it's supposed to be really kind of a lame hilarity. And the idea of the show is that it's two writers. It's not so much the story of Johann Gutenberg as it is the story of Bud and Doug, the two guys who wrote the show about Johann Gutenberg. And so it's what we call the reading of a musical, in that they would come out, and there'd be no set and no costumes and hardly any props, and they would perform all the roles themselves in front of producers, potential producers, to take it to Broadway. And so a buddy of mine, Rob Hoyt, and I, we are two guys playing 24 roles, doing the entire show, just the two of us.
That sounds complicated, Robbie, but I'm sure you have all the footwork worked out. That's a challenge, a lot of characters. Wow.
Oh, man, is it ever. Yeah, I personally have 14 voices to keep track of.
Boy.
And
now, this
there's
is...
songs. There's a song that I have. Well, we do it with. So it's done with these trucker hats. They're blue and white trucker hats. And each hat has the word, the name of the character, you know, there on the hat. And so if you're playing the monk in the story, you've got the monk hat on. And then you have to keep track of it. Well, like, there's a song where I have six hats on my head.
Six hats? Wow.
And you take them off and put them on and take them off and put them on. You know, and so not only, you know, do I have about 250 lines to memorize for this show, but I've got these 14 characters with all these different voices and mannerisms to try to keep track of. It's been a real challenge, a good challenge as an actor to push yourself.
Now, you open on Friday at 7 o'clock?
We do, Friday night. What is that, the 10th?
Right, 7 o'clock, then Saturday, and then...
Same time Saturday night, and then a Sunday matinee, I believe 2 o'clock.
Yeah, 2 o'clock. Well, I hope ticket sales are going well for you. It sounds fascinating. Where did you find this show?
Yeah, you know what, if you like to laugh. Yeah, we were a little bit heavy last year, you know, both of our shows... were just, you know, they had real big meanings and real big casts, and we were going from two shows last year to three shows this year, and so we decided to do smaller cast shows. And so our two-person Gutenberg here in June. In October, we're doing a rock musical called Lizzie, which will be the Midwest premiere too. It's about Lizzie Borden in the 1890s, who killed her parents with an axe.
Oh yes, Lizzie Borden. I remember the song too.
Yeah. And then in December, our regular New Year's Eve show will be, Angie and I will be performing a two-person show. Now, thank goodness, that was written for two people, about two people. So we're not trying to keep track.
Not nearly as many characters or complexities as your current show.
No, but that one's an hour and a half show. That's all sung. And so all music, the entire show. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful show. Last 5 years, that's called.
Well, you know, for folks who haven't been to Jefferson to see what Robbie does over there, he has a fabulous furniture store. This is all vintage furniture from 1875 era that he makes himself. Plus, he's gone and created a theater in the same building, which was once a lumber yard. How many people can you seat in that theater, Robbie?
140 people. Since you've been here, we've done an expansion. And so we've added a few more seats, and we've actually doubled the size of our theater. And 140 seats, is including the 30-seat balcony, is what we can cram in here. But we average about 150 on most nights. I turn people away, so we add chairs to the sides, and, you know, the last people in don't get the best seats.
Well, you know, I'm just so impressed with how you've done such a fine entrepreneurial job with that building, because you've got your furniture business and also this fabulous theater that I remember when we visited there, and we've done a program on your business over there. I was so fascinated by the theater as it existed then, and you're telling me it's improved now. That's terrific.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we keep chipping away at it. We're always making it nicer.
How many shows do you do a year there?
Well, so last year we did our two big main stage shows, Company in June and then 13, which we did in conjunction with some Story City people there in January. And then Angie and I, we did our traveling two-person show, Flight of the Launcher Man, about 25 times.
Wow. And so that's a pretty active place. And people from way outside the community probably come. In fact, you probably have your own fan base that comes from Des Moines and who knows where.
We polled our audience last summer, and only a third of them came from our county. And so the rest of them were on average about 60 miles away where they were coming from.
You're doing a great job of promoting. And once you have that following, it's like any other band or entertainment facility. You have your own retinue that comes to everything you do. And you're so creative. Where did you hear about Gutenberg the musical? I thought I was a theater guy, and I've never heard of that.
Well, you know, I'm in it real deep, you know, and I get every cast recording that comes out, usually about 20 a year. And out of those 20 new shows that get written every year, you know, three or four are going to be real good, listenable. You know, they've got daily rotation in here, and I fall in love with them. And then out of those three or four, one or two are right for our stage and our patron. And then we try to jump on the rights. And you know, three of our last six shows here, we were the national premiere after they closed on Broadway. And that's because we're ahead of the game. You know, I'm paying attention to what comes out this month on and off Broadway. And only the great ones are going to make it here, and we're going to get them first.
Actually, down the road here, about 10 or 20 years, you're going to be an off-Broadway tryout, I think.
Well, that would be fun, too. I am admittedly working on trying to write a show, and we'll see how that goes. But it's proving to be a hard task, especially after you see something like what Lin-Manuel Miranda has created this year on Broadway with Hamilton. Boy, has he raised the bar.
Yes, it's fascinating, and also it's a refreshing idea. Whoever would have thought or associated rap music with our founding fathers, and yet every segment I've seen on TV is fascinating, and I understand they're sold out for the foreseeable future.
Well over a year they're sold out with that show. It's not just, you know, some kind of crazy niche that, you know, it happens to be rap music and R&B and that kind of thing, but the emotion that guy gets in every song. I mean, the true emotional roller coaster. You're going on that thing for 2.5 hours, and you're up and down every 5 minutes. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, there's a lot of high energy in that show. But, you know, I hope the people over there in Greene County appreciate that you are constantly searching for what's coming out, what's new, and doing the necessary auditioning in your own mind about what's going to work there and what you'd like to do. So it's impressive that you've premiered so many shows there.
Well, we're so proud of that. You know, the fact that you can't see a show in Chicago or L.A., but you can happen to see it in central Iowa. You know, we're just so proud of that. And we are the only regional professional company between Des Moines and Omaha. So we've got a nice little area here, you know, that we're serving. And, you know, besides all the people from out of town that come to our shows, when we were pulling our audience, 15 of them happen to be from out of state. That one I have trouble with. You know, I'm like, wow, I can't believe we're drawing people from, you know, 150 miles away and out of state. That's crazy to me, but it's awesome. It tells us that we're doing it right.
Well, you know, they always said in Broadway, we open in New Haven, and then we go to Broadway. In the future, it'll be, we open in Jefferson, and then we go to Broadway.
We have extended that invitation to a couple of writers that we know in New York.
I could just see all this company coming from Connecticut and New York, and, hey, we're opening in Jefferson, you know. You become an international celebrity.
Well, I don't know about that. We had one of these premieres a couple years ago. It was a bluegrass musical called Golden Boy of the Blue Ridge, and we were the first theater in the country to get to do it after it closed on Broadway, and we got to fly out and have a meeting with the writer. You know, in a small town guy from Iowa, that's really cool.
That's fantastic. Pretty soon you're going to be known on Broadway and all over the place. So certainly you've got a great retinue of folks in Iowa that follow you, and I just hope that you continue to grow and be challenged. I don't know where you get your energy, but when you look at your furniture business and your theater, you are a champion, Robbie.
Have a blast doing it.
Yes, indeed. Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today. Good luck this weekend, Robbie.
Thanks so much. You have a great day.
Break a leg.
That was Robbie Peterson from Jefferson, from the Bell Tower Days, and we'd like to say goodbye to Jefferson and to the Bell Tower Days by playing a song from the Rivieras, or a clip of the song from the Rivieras, the Friday Night Entertainment. I got this recording from YouTube, and you'll never guess, Paul, where it was recorded. The Lake Robbins Ballroom.
Oh, I remember our road trip there. It's one of my favorite places in central Iowa, and I was like walking back into time. Let's hear this. It's La Bamba, right?
La Bamba.
Ba-da-ba-da,
KHOI Community Radio, and we have been for the first half of our program hearing about bell tower days in Jefferson, and now we're turning to our neighbor Cambridge, and we have with us in the studio Marcia Kisner to tell us what's going on in Fireman Days.
Well, good morning. Welcome to me. Fireman's Days is this weekend, the June 10th through the 12th, and it originally last year was Skunk River Valley Days, and we have changed the name, and the committee has changed also, mainly because our firemen need a new fire station, and they have been working on this for years, and we finally decided we needed to work a little harder. So we've turned it over to the firemen, and the committee consists of their wives and girlfriends, and so we are working at that. The fire department, Cambridge is a small town, and the fire department covers the city of Cambridge and the Union Township, Interstate 35 from Polk City Line to Ames. So the current fire station is 40 years old, and we can't even hold all the fire trucks. So they are in great need of that. And so the money from this year's Firemen's Days will go towards a fire station.
Wow.
I know. we're really working hard.
Well, and that probably answers one of the questions that I had about the festivals. I've been thinking a lot about festivals. We did a program a couple weeks ago about Ogden Fun Days, and the event isn't until the fourth weekend in June. But we were going to do that program because of a book about Ogden, so we did the Fun Days, and in that I learned that Ogden, a town of 2,000, expects 5,000 people to come for Fun Days. Now, how big is Cambridge?
It's, I always say it's 1,000, but it's probably closer to 800. So, but I up it. So it's a small town, and we are hoping to double that, if not triple it, especially bringing in Jason Brown. Our main concert.
Yes, Jason Brown, he was at Story City a while back, and we, the community club booked him, and they paid a pretty good talent fee. And that's when I realized that this guy is well known, and he drew a big crowd. I was impressed that Jason Brown was kind of a celebrity. So
yeah.
He booked a good person there.
He grew up he started off in Iowa, and so several of the people in the community know him. And so they invited him mainly because of the Fireman Days to earn, you know, extra money. And he graciously accepted for a fee.
Well, now, when is his concert going to be? Is that Saturday night?
That is Saturday night. Okay. And it starts at 6 p.m. And we have another guest before him. And they're surrounded by a beer tent. And we'll have a meal. And I think the exciting part is you can get with your ticket a VIP pass. Wow. So you can meet Jason and have a drink with him before the concert. So
not too many drinks, or Jason will not have
right.
a good concert.
Maybe Jason won't be, but you know the rest of
coffee.
Us can.
Jason,
celebrate.
You have coffee now. Well, now you have a Junior Miss and Mister Firefighter contest. Tell me about that. Is that cutthroat, where kids go to it with fire hoses?
I'm not sure, but you know, knowing some of the kids that I do, it might be. It certainly will be cute and exciting, and we're not sure quite what they'll say during the interview process, but we're excited about that. That's also a very new thing for us.
Now, is there a kiddie tractor pull, too?
Now, that is a traditional thing for our festival. And they are these little tractors, and, you know, they work so hard to get them over the lines and then to get a ribbon. You know, it really is exciting. They work very hard at doing this.
And they're pulling weights behind them.
Yes,
so
yes.
So they could graduate up, and then the champion child has pulled the most weight across the line.
Yes.
I'm glad I understand that.
Well, now you have another kiddie event that's a fire. What is that one?
Right. Typically when firemen get together, many times they will have a barrel, and then they will use the hose to get the barrel over the line, sort of like a tug of war, only this time it'll be kids. So they will try to get the barrel over the opposite team's line, but what tends to happen is the water tends to go on the kids.
Okay.
And since we are looking at warm weather that day, I'm sure the crowd will be excited to get some of that water, too.
Well, now, they're using regular fire hoses?
I'm not sure.
I mean, that's high pressure, but, you know.
Yeah, I would think that they would be smaller. But
it's going to be fun anyway, and the
yes.
kids will really turn out for that. Now, there's a parade.
Yes.
What time is the parade?
The parade starts at 10 a.m., and traditionally, you know, we have the local high school band and the fire trucks and the police. And this year's theme is Everyday Heroes. So I think talk, you know, what the everyday heroes are amongst us.
When I think of that, I think of the firefighters, the
right.
police, first responders, and EMT people, mm-hmm. and probably teachers. You know, you could go on and on about mm-hmm. people who make the community work day to day and go unsung. And I assume that the junior miss and Mr. Firefighter will be in a convertible.
Yes.
On display.
Well,
as
actually, no, this is the excitement that I'm announcing.
Oh,
they
no.
will get to ride a fire truck.
They're going to ride a fire truck? Well, that makes sense.
See, yeah. isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, so,
and you heard it here first.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I was born far too soon. The kids are treated so well today. In the 50s, they didn't let kids do anything but stand there, and they never even threw candy. It was terrible.
Oh. And we still do. You can get candy in our parade, so.
I traditionally shave real close, and then I battle 8-year-olds for Tootsie Rolls. Well, now, the Antique Fire Truck Show.
That is new, too, and very exciting. And one of the trucks that will be highlighted, we're still trying to find a driver, is the Antique Fire Truck from Nevada, Iowa, which happens to be painted pink. For breast cancer awareness. So, and we're hoping that will be, but they have several antique trucks that will be in the parade. And of course, highlighted will be ours, the Cambridge Antique Fire Truck, which I got to drive last year.
Oh.
It has no power steering, no power brakes. And I did have a fireman with me when I was driving it. It was after the parade, so I did not hit anything. And I went around the block.
Well, you're delightful. What a salesperson for Cambridge. Now, let's go through the sequence of events. What's happening first?
On Friday evening, we will have live music in the park. It's called Praise Palooza. We have several bands in our churches, local churches, that will be performing that evening. And
so people will be wandering around listening to music. Is there food, too?
Oh, yes.
There's food.
Highlighted, the firemen will have grilled hamburgers and hot dogs. And the Methodist Church traditionally has their ice cream social. Homemade ice cream. homemade
pies. Is there pie? Pie? Homemade pie.
Yes. So that actually, that for me, that's the real
So you, what you do is turn off the Dr. Oz show and then go to that social,
yes,
right?
Yes, you ignore
and eat all the stuff you're not supposed to eat.
And then that evening, the contest for the Junior Miss and Mr. Firefighter will be happening. Registration is at 5:30 in the community
And they do
center.
Interviews, right?
I mean, yes. Yeah. Yes, I'm hoping so. And I don't think those will be on any sort of we're kind of fearful what they'll say. So I'm not sure they'll be on microphone. I think what we'll do is
you're gonna
just whoever's
that.
Locally right there.
I suggest
there.
A broadcast delay. On that
yes, one. Yes. Thank you. That was the word I was
well,
trying to
And there's no swimsuit suit competition.
No, okay. No, none whatsoever.
All right.
Although,
they probably will need them in the, fight, in
yeah,
the
they'll
water
be there
fight.
For...
Yes, I will suggest that.
Yeah, swimsuits, everybody. Well, then Saturday dawns, and what do you have for us on Saturday?
We will begin with a VFW breakfast at the community center, which right now is located next to the fire department, and then the race for the station, the 2 mile fun run, and then the parade. Everyday heroes, and I also I will be announcing the parade. I know that.
Oh, that's a good choice.
I know. I don't think they could get anybody else.
I've tried to picture them pushing you off the stand. It's not going to happen, Marcia.
So I'm excited about that. And then a highlight for me is the Lutheran Church has a silent auction, and I happen to be the pastor of the Lutheran Church, so I like this event.
Well, Lutherans are I'm a Lutheran. We're always silent.
Oh yes, thank you. Well, sometimes. So the silent auction, and then in the park, the antique fire truck show, the antique tractor show, and the chainsaw carver, which we spoke of earlier that. They are also in...
They'll be in Jefferson. He'll be in Jefferson. She described that he made sculptures out of wood with his chainsaw.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to me that he can get back and forth. I assume it's the same.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that they're two in Iowa.
Yeah, we had one at the Scandinavian days, too.
Okay.
And I think he made a Norseman. And over at Cambridge, it's a big surprise. I shouldn't even tell her, but they're actually doing Marcia.
I'm so excited.
And all the pigeons in Cambridge are looking forward to this event.
With a fire hat on, I assume.
Yeah. As a pastor, I will humbly accept that role. And then the dunk tank. Sadly, I will not be available for the dunk tank, but I'm sure the police chief and the fire chief will be. Face painting, spin art, pluck a duck, which is a fundraiser for us that you purchase a duck, and then at the end we pluck those out of the fire tank. I don't know what else to call that. They put it up and fill it with water. And then there are craft vendors, and the of course the historical building will be open that until that afternoon.
Is there a band concert too?
That has been traditionally on Friday, but this year they went with the praise bands instead.
So you're not going to have the community band.
I'm unsure about that because the director's retired this year.
Well, the new director, Brandon Weeks, I think grew up in Cambridge.
He did.
Yeah.
So you know the news better than me.
Well,
so,
we did a whole program on Scott Keys.
Well, now wait a minute. Are they Scott Key? He wrote the national anthem, didn't he?
No.
Well, no. Now what we have here is a question whether we're going to have the Ballard community band.
Right.
You see, because I, in connection with the program that we did on Scott Keys, I have a recording of the Ballard community band that we were going to play today. But if I don't know, we may not have time for it with all the events.
Well,
yeah,
who
with
knows?
Me speaking maybe, so much.
Maybe they'll just appear as just right out of the haze. You know?
I'll tell you what, everyone show up. And then to see, but if they don't, we'll, maybe we'll, encourage for next year. But if they do, won't that be exciting for us all?
Well, it is. And actually, Brandon Weeks will not be the director next year because the new Ballard High School band director will take over the responsibilities for the band. But this summer, it's Brandon Weeks.
Oh, wonderful.
But, you know, going back to Jason Brown, this wonderful performer you've hired, I think we have some music by
him.
Yes,
we do have his latest single.
Wonderful.
That's a great promo for your program and for your event. And I know that he has great stage presence and a great following, and I think that'll be one of the highlights of the festival, the Firehouse
I think
stage.
So, too.
Yeah. He's very good.
Well, I think we just about have time for that. Is there something else that we've...
No. I'm just disappointed I'm finished.
Now, Jason Brown will be appearing at Firehouse Days coming up at Cambridge, Iowa, 10, 11, and 12 June this coming weekend. And we're going to play something from Jason Brown. This is called Old Soul.
Yeah.
Sunday paper, spend time with my creator, lend a hand to help a neighbor, and change my own oil. I don't believe in being in debt. I'd rather call than send a text. Ain't chasing trends when I dress, just a good old boy with an old soul. Born behind my time like an old chunk of coal on a train left behind. I like to sing along with the classic country song that comes on my radio. I got an old soul. I said all that to tell you, I ain't out tonight to sell you.
You've been listening to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, where we explore the people, stories, and events in Central Iowa. We've been your hosts for today, Susan Franzen and Paul Wearson. And today we talked with Angie and Robbie Peterson of Jefferson about the events at the Bell Tower Days coming up this weekend. And then we heard from Marsha Kisner about Fireman Days in Cambridge, also this weekend.
Now, Local Talk will be rebroadcast at noon and 7 p.m., and you could listen to today's Local Talk show and any of our past Local Talk shows online at our website, khoifm.org. Now, there you will find information about our guests, along with relevant links to today's stories.
Local Talk was engineered by Jonah DeGeest. Our theme song is Backtrackin' by Al Harris and Tom Richards from their CD, The Ballad of Kate Shelley. Other music you heard was the Rivieras of Des Moines playing La Bamba, recorded at Lake Robbins Ballroom. And Old Soul, a single by Jason Brown, who will be the featured performer at Cambridge Fireman Days.
Local Talk is a radio production training workshop as well as a show. If you would like to join the team as a reporter, contact us at 515-292-2878. That number again, 515-292-2878. Or contact us through our website, khoifm.org.
If you enjoyed the show, tell your friends. Remember, your participation as listener and your generous contributions are what make KHOI possible. Thanks for listening, and
see you again on the radio.